Good afternoon, friends. You are listening to EBC Radio 1170 AM, Aapki Choice. And, you know, time had been very, very difficult past year and a half and more. And we all had been going through this COVID-19 and lots of people were affected mentally, physically, financially. So today we have another episode of the Catholic Charities New Jersey Hope and Healing COVID-19 Response Weekly Series. Today's episode is entitled Housing Resources for Low-Income Households Impacted by COVID-19. I want to welcome your host, Noel Davis, Program Manager of Catholic Charities New Jersey Hope and Healing Crisis Counseling Program, responding to COVID-19 through March of 2021. Welcome, Noel, on EBC Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you, Alka. I'm doing well. Hello again, and good afternoon to our EBC listeners.
Well, we know you have been on EBC Radio several times, but can you still remind our listeners about the New Jersey Hope and Healing Program?
Yes, thank you, Alka, and to EBC Studio for providing us this platform so we can reach the South Asian community in northern and central New Jersey of our program coverage. As a reminder to our listeners, the New Jersey Hope and Healing Crisis Counseling Program, ACP, began its response to COVID-19 in April 2020 through 12 different nonprofit providers and social service entities in collaboration with New Jersey Department of Human Services, Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services, Disaster and Terrorism Branch, through a FEMA SAMHSA grant. Our Hope and Healing Program at Catholic Charities is actually a partnership comprised of teams located within Catholic Charities Archdiocese of Newark, Catholic Charities Diocese of Metuchen, Catholic Charities Diocese of Patterson, and Catholic Charities Diocese of Trenton, which is the lead partner. The program is currently responding to the COVID-19 pandemic into March of this coming year with disaster response crisis counseling, which is a neighbor-to-neighbor approach to disaster response work. Our program is comprised of regular community members, not mental health clinicians, and they're trained in the CCP model to be able to offer short-term, peer-based emotional support and information and referral pertaining to any given disaster. And so in this weekly series, we focus on tips to improve mental health and resiliency, as well as resources that may be needed by those impacted by COVID-19, or really by all of us living within this environment created by the pandemic over the past 19 months, 20 months or so. We'll be looking to specifically tailor our content to the South Asian community listening whenever we can.
Well, excellent. I just want to say the other guest we have in the studio, can you please mute your phone if you don't mind? And thank you, Noel. We are so happy to have this series here on EBC Radio. So, Noel, can you introduce our guest for today's show, Housing Resources for Low-Income Households Impacted by COVID-19? And also would like them to be aware that they would be speaking soon. So if they have muted the phone, so unmute it.
Yeah, thank you. It is my pleasure actually to introduce today Ariel Alonso, Director of Catholic Charities Diocese of Patterson Community Emergency Support Programs. Ariel Alonso is a career social worker with over 25 years of professional experience in the areas of housing stabilization, adolescent group homes, development disabilities, seniors, mental health, and veteran affairs issues. Ariel received his Bachelor of Science in Psychology from St. Peter's College in Jersey City in 1991. In the last several years, Ariel has coordinated community support services in adolescent group homes, adult developmental disability, and piloted housing stabilization initiatives, including homeless prevention and rapid rehousing, which is shortened HPRP, and supportive services to veteran families, shortened SSVF. This year, awarded a DCA-funded diversion pilot and county ERAP navigator. Welcome, Ariel.
Thank you, Noel. I'm happy to be here.
So, Ariel, can you please start us off with an overview of the programs that you're providing under your community emergency support?
Yes, of course. My department at Catholic Charities, Diocese of Patterson, which covers Sussex, Passaic, and Morris counties, is involved in providing homeless prevention initiatives intended to assist consumers that are facing a hardship and at risk of losing their housing, or they have found themselves in a state of homelessness with limited or no resources to transition into another housing unit. Such services include financial assistance in the form of rent and utility relief, and emergency shelter placement, in addition to case management services that will help with credit repair, basic budgeting, advocacy, and care coordination. Resource navigation, which includes linkage and guidance through the social service system for many who have never experienced such needs. And homelessness diversion for those that have found themselves on the streets without any support.
Wow, that is great. Such a wide array of supports for these at-risk and vulnerable community members. So before we get into the details, can you tell us how anyone with a housing need can reach out to you for support?
Yes, of course. Applicants can access our services through our website at www.ccpatterson.org or contact our agency directly via telephone at 973-279-7100 with our main extension at 2010. That's 2010 for a confidential screening. We can be reached Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Thank you. So you mentioned screenings. I understand that your programs may not be able to address every applicant's specific situation. So are these programs limited in coverage to a specific region, or are there eligibility requirements?
So Catholic Charities Patterson Diocese serves Passaic, Sussex, and Morris counties. As you mentioned, eligibility for our programs vary by specific funding source and the population it's meant to target. However, they all are based on documentable hardship, income range that falls under 50% or 30% of the area median income, and a realistic capacity to sustain permanent housing post-support. However, our screening and intake process provides a confidential assessment of needs and coordination of care that is strength-based and specific to each household's needs. I encourage our listeners to check our website at www.ccpatterson.org for programs in your area, or again, call 973-279-7100, and you can always be referred to another resource if our programs are not a match.
Thank you. I'm sure that there are many of our listeners today who are going to need that help that you're speaking of with housing bills, or they might know someone that has a housing need in light of all the impacts that the pandemic has had on so many household incomes and really on the housing market itself. So maybe you can tell us a bit about the incomes that you've observed during COVID-19 within this field.
Yes. This COVID-19 response within the housing field has been unprecedented in its history. This is not unexpected, as this was a global event, and that will take several phases and years to manage. But the good news is that there are many more resources available to the community today than I've ever experienced in over 25 years of the working in this field. Currently, we simply hope to reach as many people as we can and do our best to try to connect them to these much needed resources. There have been many challenges with regard to access and management of volunteers and personnel as a result of all these new resources. We have several open positions and have experienced a decline in available applicants. We are unclear if it is the unemployment benefits that have been generously extended or the fear of returning too quickly into the workforce, but the environment created by this pandemic has impacted morale and increased our caseloads significantly.
Yes, that is a very interesting point, and I'm glad you bring it up. I have observed this difficulty in appropriately staffing our housing programs at Catholic Charities Diocese of Trenton as well, and definitely among many of our partners. Unfortunately, I think that means that, number one, the staff are at high risk for burnout, and that so any providers that might be listening, I really encourage you to reach out to my program for crisis counseling support, 732-204-6510. You're not alone, and everyone is feeling this way. But also, secondly, I do want potential applicants to be warned that applying for help can be slow and really difficult. And it's not because these agencies don't care about you. They are a little bit understaffed, maybe a little bit burnt out, and they're just doing their best in the face of a great community need right now. Would you agree with that, Ariel? And if so, what other challenges has the pandemic created for your program?
Yes, I would agree. other challenges resulting from the number of resources and availability would be more programs to apply to means more confusion for the consumer and the agency personnel tracking the applications. What I mean is that, understandably, community members in need are applying for anything and everything they hear about, but they cannot receive duplicated benefits even if they are approved for more than one program. So we have experienced several cases where a consumer was approved for multiple federal housing vouchers, resulting in additional coordination between communities to determine priority and appropriate fit for that household.
Yes, that does sound difficult, especially because any delays in housing a homeless family would be really stressful for everyone involved. And I'm sure, though, that you were able to sort out each case and that you can continue to do so with time, though I know that the urgency of a housing need means that time is in short supply. So perhaps we can take hope from previous successes. How were you able to overcome some of the previous difficulties presented by this pandemic?
Well, during the height of the pandemic this past year, CFCS was assisting consumers either through our website or electronically because of the shutdown of in-person services. We continue to take documentation via internet and electronically for those that may have difficulty with access or else can provide transportation to and from appointments. Though we have opened our facilities, we continue to limit in-person appointments and requiring masking and temperature monitoring so that we are able to overcome the initial barriers of in-person appointments.
Yes, I'm glad that you, like many service providers, were able to make that pivot and offer remote access to services. So you mentioned before that there are many new resources available to those that want to connect to housing need fulfillment during this pandemic. So how are your specific programs serving COVID-19 impacted families?
Yes, so all of our grants increased funding to address the increasing needs of families impacted by COVID-19. Funding sources will vary by region and by requirement. As stated previously, there are more resources today than I've ever experienced in our field. DCA has initiated several phases of the rental relief that consumers can access on their website at www.nj.gov/DCA. Local municipalities can access ERAP initiatives funded by the Treasury Department, particularly in Passaic County. That is how they chose to utilize their resources. You can apply by visiting impactpassaic.com/rent-relief. In some cases, households have received up to 12 months of rental assistance. The application is available in English and Spanish, but you get help with the application by telephone in dozens of languages thanks to our translation service available at 862-657-5797. And again, individuals can reach out to our agency directly to be screened and referred to services as well.
That's great. So I think that we can agree that if a household has a housing need, that there's probably other areas of their daily life that they're also suffering to meet as well. So what other needs resulting from COVID-19 can your services help families to meet?
Yes, those that have lost employment or contracted the virus themselves can access financial resources and be provided access to nutritional services. Those that have applied for the county ERAP, Emergency Rental Assistance Program, will receive referrals for ancillary services, support services, like linkage to employment resources, food, furniture, and child care resources. Our case management services seek to wrap the consumer in all the supports that they can benefit from and be approved for.
Thank you. Yes, it's unfortunately always a service that's needed in our communities, but I know that certainly my program has observed an increased need as a result of the COVID-19 impacts to many household incomes due to maybe layoffs or unpaid time due to the virus contraction. So I think that probably we're only going to see this increase after the eviction moratorium ends in January. Ariel, are there any novel or different kinds of services that your program is able to offer to these families in need?
I suspect the resource navigation component definitely has become one of our strengths. CFCS is integrated into the county system of care. This means that if a family is experiencing a hardship or are at risk of homelessness, there are multiple system entry points that will direct a consumer back to our organization by a parish, a local municipality, and NJ211. This streamlined process makes solving their needs quicker.
Wow, I'm really glad to hear that. How important to be able to respond quickly if a family finds themselves without shelter, especially during a disaster. So are there any recent success stories that you could maybe share with us before we close?
Yes. I could refer to the disaster victims. We recently connected to 47 households impacted by Storm Ida. CFCS was able to initiate a VOAD coordination, and that is a voluntary organizations active in disaster, early and connected consumers immediately to the Red Cross, the local Office of Emergency Management, and disaster case managers to ensure that their needs are being met. Also, CCUSA supplied resources for emergency gift cards, and a local Atlantic Bank grant will provide them new furnishings like beds and dressers, microwaves and refrigerators, clothing and emergency cleanup kits, much of covered by the grant. And the Diocese of Patterson raised over $20,000 for Ida relief. We are currently applying for emergency eviction funds for families, these types of families, to be used once the moratorium ends.
That's great. And more funding coming, that's really good news as we approach the holidays. So are there any final words you'd like to say to our listeners then before we end?
Yes. I would like to encourage anyone that is having a hard time with arrears and is afraid of the upcoming end to the eviction moratorium to please reach out now, as it will only get harder to get through as the need grows. As a reminder, our services can be accessed through our website anytime at www.ccpatterson.org or by telephone at 973-279-7100 extension 2010 for a confidential screening. We can be reached Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Great. Thank you, Ariel Alonso from Catholic Charities Diocese of Patterson Community Emergency Support Program. And that number again is 973-279-7100, extension 2010. Quickly, I want to remind our listeners, if you want more information about any of the services highlighted in this series, you can find information on our website, www.catholiccharitiestrenton.org/services, /hope, H-O-P-E, -and-healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, .org. You can email my program at hopeandhealing@ccdom.org or reach us by phone at 732-204-6510. Please join us again next Tuesday at 3:30 on EBC Radio 1170 for another great series update. Thank you.
Well, Noel and Ariel, thank you very much for bringing this information to our EBC listeners. I also want to encourage our listeners that if you or a friend or neighbor needs help with COVID-19 impacts, please call New Jersey Hope and Healing at 732-204-6510. Again, 732-204-6510. Help and support are only a phone call away. So do not forget to tune in again next week and send us questions and topics, ideas for this series to hopeandhealing@ccdom.org. So thank you very much, Noel and Ariel, for coming on Airwaves of EBC Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.